High Performance Selling Activities, HPSAS, for Sales Acceleration. Authored by Doug Dvorak, founder and managing principal of the Sales Coaching Institute. A recent survey by HubSpot estimated that over 60% of sales teams do not reach their targeted quotas. Several factors contribute to this level of failure, such as sales reps lacking the prerequisite skills to be on a high-performing team, poor management and guidance, or insufficient training and knowledge of the product or service. By learning and effectively implementing distinct types of high-performance selling activities, HPSAs, you can play a significant part in driving sales, creating sales acceleration, and helping your reps reach their quotas. What are sales activities? Before we learn about HPSAS, we must understand what sales activities are in a broader context. Sales activities are the tasks that comprise the daily work of any sales team and can be broadly divided into qualitative and quantitative. A qualitative sales activity may include contacting customers, new or existing, making sales presentations, building client relationships, gathering customer satisfaction feedback, and creating brand awareness. While these activities may not always result in new clients or actionable data, they are the cornerstone of a sales rep's work, as they will result in potential customers understanding your product or service and value proposition. Quantitative sales activities are centered around concrete outcomes, like increasing sales, improving website ratings, and gathering hard data that can be analyzed and used to make changes. Sales managers and their teams must identify what counts as a HPSA and which activities are the most effective. It is important to stress that if your team is not succeeding, it might not be because they are not working hard enough. Remember the old adage, work harder, not smarter. The best way to do this is to determine which activities your sales team performs best and direct them to those activities so they can more easily hit their quotas and be more efficient with their time. CRM usage and tracking. Tracking is a quantitative sales activity that everyone should be doing. It gives you the information you need to determine whether or not you're getting results. Using CRM, Customer Relationship Management, software allows each rep to follow their contacts, accounts, and deals, and log each action taken. The more information you have about your team's process, the easier it becomes to gauge who's performing well, who's the most consistent, and who's struggling and needs extra training or coaching. Strategic sales territory assignment. Imagine you are looking to sell residential solar energy solutions door-to-door in New Jersey. If one of your sales team grew up there, they might have an advantage when it comes to working in that area. For example, the person answering the door is more likely to be open to a conversation because they recognize the accent. That same salesperson, however, might struggle in a location where they didn't grow up. In that case, if you don't have anyone on your team from that particular area, it would be best to assign an experienced rep who isn't deterred by getting a higher percentage of rejections. Territory management software allows you to look at each sales territory, identify which rep would be best suited to it, and make your strategic territory management a HPSA, smart prospecting. Similar to matching a salesperson with a specific territory, it's vital to research different areas to determine if they are suitable for selling. For example, some neighborhoods may have clear no soliciting signs, so while you may get the occasional sale, you risk doing the brand long-term harm by carrying out door-to-door selling there. This is where your CRM is particularly valuable. When used correctly, it will show the data from sales activities. So, if there are issues with certain areas, you can update your team to avoid them, and, as a result, create more efficient and productive HPSAS, proactive follow-ups. While it is estimated 90% of sales professionals give up after the fourth call, 60% of buyers say no at least 4 times before they say yes. This means that 90% of sales professionals give up on a potential buyer too quickly. So how can sales managers rectify this? Let us take a look at an example. After an unsuccessful initial call, a sales rep should have some idea why the prospect rejected them. With this information, they can change the approach in the next call. For example, sales scripts are valuable for providing key product information on an initial sales call. However, if potential buyers realize a script is being used, they may shut down the call. In that case, on the second call, the rep can try a different approach to engage with the prospect. On the third call, the salesperson may use a more personalized approach that targets the buyer's specific needs. It is often said that people buy from people, so a more personal and natural approach may prove more effective. An additional call to action may be used on the fourth call. If that fails, on the fifth call, the rep could present a discount as an exclusive offer to the potential buyer, if the company permits its sales team to use discounts. Regardless of the approach used, logging each action in the CRM with a description of the conversation and the outcome will help ensure reps follow up enough and use different methods to build a relationship with the lead. Identify your best prospects. Finding the best prospects and focusing your time on them is not always straightforward, but it is worth the extra effort. In this era of social media and online reviews, one poor customer experience can quickly lead to the word spreading to others. For example, if a negative experience occurs due to poor product customer fit, it may have been avoided by more in-depth identification of prospects. This is why it is essential to look at the data and feedback you receive to gauge which leads are best suited to your product or service. The different categories of leads. Sales leads can be divided into cold, warm, and hot. A cold lead is usually a name in a database that gets contacted randomly. Cold leads are difficult to convert, especially if the person is approached at an inconvenient time. An effective salesperson may be able to convert a cold lead into a warm one with the right approach, but it is not easy. A warm lead is one that has shown interest in the product or service by providing their contact details. Depending on the initial contact, you may need to follow up multiple times. A hot lead is one that has explicitly expressed interest. In this case, it is up to the salesperson to close the deal. This is not a guarantee, however, and an enthusiastic attempt to upsell or an over-aggressive attempt to close the sale could ruin what should have been a layup. Lead management. For managers who want to improve the lead management of their team, it is important to monitor, evaluate, and provide feedback on their actions. Each salesperson has a unique way of managing leads and closing sales. Some may work better with a formal script and structure. Others may be more effective using a natural and informal approach. This is where tools such as recorded calls are helpful for managers. When listening to a successful sale, you can analyze the process and identify what worked and how to build on it. When listening to an unsuccessful attempt, try to determine what went wrong and provide any relevant feedback to the salesperson. Remember that some salespeople respond well to pressure, while others respond better to a nurturing, supportive management style. Build relationships that last. A recent report by Business.com stated that returning customers spent 60% more than new customers, so prioritizing these clients is the most effective way to increase sales. Organizations can build relationships and increase the revenue gained from existing customers by creating a sense of community, engaging with clients, and connecting them with each other. Newsletters, giveaways, and customer appreciation events help foster a sense of loyalty, build relationships, and create further opportunities to increase revenue. Sales teams can also build and nurture existing client relationships by consistently following up with them and providing excellent customer service. Doing this allows you to address issues quickly and build trust. Effective communication. Effective communication is the cornerstone of executing high-performance selling activities, both within the company and externally with clients. An important part of communication is selecting the appropriate medium. For example, before you arrange an in-person meeting, video conference, or phone call, you must carefully consider how best to deliver the pitch to avoid wasting your clients' or colleagues' time. In many cases, a 30-minute meeting could have been communicated in a simple email. Of course, in some circumstances, getting individuals together or having a face-to-face meeting is necessary to address certain issues. There is no magic solution. HPSAS involve more than just identifying the activities, implementing them, and getting more sales. These activities must continuously be assessed, revised, and improved to ensure continued growth and performance. A broad mix of qualitative and quantitative HSPAS gives you the best chance to reach your sales goals and grow your business. By analyzing the data collected from the actions of your reps, you should be able to see the effect of individual activities and if they need to be improved. Looking at your team's activities and identifying where each individual excels will allow you to allocate the HSPAS more effectively and maximize the team's overall performance. For example, one salesperson may spend less time on calls, but be better at closing. In contrast, another rep may work hard and generate lots of hot leads, but struggle to convert them into sales. In this case, the former person is better suited to presenting to customers, while the latter is better at lead generation and securing appointments. Many tools are available to help you track and evaluate high-performance selling activities, but they are just part of the solution. The other part is training your team to perform them, choosing the appropriate person for each activity, understanding the data you collect, and regularly updating your processes to continue growing and improving. High-performance selling activities, self-assessment. I'm okay, I need. Key area. My sales, HPSAS. An important HPA, I'm performing well, at this. To learn or im, prove territory, MGMT planning prep, planning. Strategy deal, profit analysis. Sales plan, organization, action plans. Prioritizing key account planning and growth goal. Pursuit, achievement VP sales, CEA LOB communications. Win-loss, review. Preparation, best questions, practicing, innovating ideas that sell. Target list, planning, ask questions, and effective listening. Prospecting, door opening, prospecting networking. Ext, and internal warm calling. Research and preparation, developing strategic partnerships, networking events, and social media conferences. Trade shows, qualifying to fit criteria. Identify HVNs, presenting solutions to decision makers. Handling objections, tough questions. Demo, dry run, agenda, presenting, cross-selling, upselling. Selling to consensus, buy-in, selling, value. Pricing strategy, problem-solving, creativity. Managing customer expectations, closing. Ask for the business price negotiations, pipeline management. Pipeline MGMT/Salesforce Reporting, CRM. Touch system to differentiate, check. Follow-up/follow-through, check. Messaging create, perception of value/differentiate. Time and prioritization, focus. Checkmark. Continuous learning, practicing mentoring training model, best sales practices role. Practicing joint sales calls with CEA leadership checkmark. Checkmark. Time management. Sales managers and their teams must identify what counts as a HPSA and which activities are the most effective. It is important to stress that if your team is not succeeding, it might not be because they are not working hard enough. Remember the old adage, work harder, not smarter. The best way to do this is to determine which activities your sales team performs best, and direct them to those activities so they can more easily hit their quotas and be more efficient with their time. CRM usage and tracking. Tracking is a quantitative sales activity that everyone should be doing. It gives you the information you need to determine whether or not you're getting results. Using CRM, Customer Relationship Management, software allows each rep to follow their contacts, accounts, and deals and log each action taken. The more information you have about your team's process, the easier it becomes to gauge who's performing well, who's the most consistent, and who's struggling and needs extra training or coaching. Strategic sales territory assignment. Imagine you are looking to sell residential solar energy solutions door to door in New Jersey. If one of your sales team grew up there, they might have an advantage when it comes to working in that area. For example, the person answering the door is more likely to be open to a conversation because they recognize the accent. That same salesperson, however, might struggle in a location where they didn't grow up. In that case, if you don't have anyone on your team from that particular area, it would be best to assign an experienced rep who isn't deterred by getting a higher percentage of rejections. Territory management software allows you to look at each sales territory, identify which rep would be best suited to it, and make your strategic territory management a HPSA, smart prospecting. Similar to matching a salesperson with a specific territory, it's vital to research different areas to determine if they are suitable for selling. For example, some neighborhoods may have clear no soliciting signs. So, while you may get the occasional sale, you risk doing the brand long-term harm by carrying out door-to-door selling there. This is where your CRM is particularly valuable. When used correctly, it will show the data from sales activities. So if there are issues with certain areas, you can update your team to avoid them, and, as a result, create more efficient and productive HPSAS, proactive follow-ups. While it is estimated 90% of sales professionals give up after the fourth call, 60% of buyers say no at least four times before they say yes. This means that 90% of sales professionals give up on a potential buyer too quickly. So how can sales managers rectify this? Let us take a look at an example. After an unsuccessful initial call, a sales rep should have some idea why the prospect rejected them. With this information, they can change the approach in the next call. For example, sales scripts are valuable for providing key product information on an initial sales call. However, if potential buyers realize a script is being used, they may shut down the call. In that case, on the second call, the rep can try a different approach to engage with the prospect. On the third call, the salesperson may use a more personalized approach that targets the buyer's specific needs. It is often said that people buy from people, so a more personal and natural approach may prove more effective. An additional call to action may be used on the fourth call. If that fails, on the fifth call, the rep could present a discount as an exclusive offer to the potential buyer, if the company permits its sales team to use discounts. Regardless of the approach used, logging each action in the CRM with a description of the conversation and the outcome will help ensure reps follow up enough and use different methods to build a relationship with the lead. Identify your best prospects. Finding the best prospects and focusing your time on them is not always straightforward, but it is worth the extra effort. In this era of social media and online reviews, one poor customer experience can quickly lead to the word spreading to others. For example, if a negative experience occurs due to poor product customer fit, it may have been avoided by more in-depth identification of prospects. This is why it is essential to look at the data and feedback you receive to gauge which leads are best suited to your product or service. The different categories of leads. Sales leads can be divided into cold, warm, and hot. A cold lead is usually a name in a database that gets contacted randomly. Cold leads are difficult to convert, especially if the person is approached at an inconvenient time. An effective salesperson may be able to convert a cold lead into a warm one with the right approach, but it is not easy. A warm lead is one that has shown interest in the product or service by providing their contact details. Depending on the initial contact, you may need to follow up multiple times. A hot lead is one that has explicitly expressed interest. In this case, it is up to the salesperson to close the deal. This is not a guarantee, however, and an enthusiastic attempt to upsell or an over-aggressive attempt to close the sale could ruin what should have been a layup. Lead management. For managers who want to improve the lead management of their team, it is important to monitor, evaluate, and provide feedback on their actions. Each salesperson has a unique way of managing leads and closing sales. Some may work better with a formal script and structure. Others may be more effective using a natural and informal approach. This is where tools such as recorded calls are helpful for managers. When listening to a successful sale, you can analyze the process and identify what worked and how to build on it. When listening to an unsuccessful attempt, try to determine what went wrong and provide any relevant feedback to the salesperson. Remember that some salespeople respond well to pressure, while others respond better to a nurturing, supportive management style. Build relationships that last. A recent report by Business.com stated that returning customers spent 60% more than new customers. So prioritizing these clients is the most effective way to increase sales. Organizations can build relationships and increase the revenue gained from existing customers by creating a sense of community, engaging with clients, and connecting them with each other. Newsletters, giveaways, and customer appreciation events help foster a sense of loyalty, build relationships, and create further opportunities to increase revenue. Sales teams can also build and nurture existing client relationships by consistently following up with them and providing excellent customer service. Doing this allows you to address issues quickly and build trust. Effective communication. Effective communication is the cornerstone of executing high-performance selling activities, both within the company and externally with clients. An important part of communication is selecting the appropriate medium. For example, before you arrange an in-person meeting, video conference, or phone call, you must carefully consider how best to deliver the pitch to avoid wasting your clients' or colleagues' time. In many cases, a 30-minute meeting could have been communicated in a simple email. Of course, in some circumstances, getting individuals together or having a face-to-face meeting is necessary to address certain issues. There is no magic solution. HPSAS involve more than just identifying the activities, implementing them, and getting more sales. These activities must continuously be assessed, revised, and improved to ensure continued growth and performance. A broad mix of qualitative and quantitative HSPAS gives you the best chance to reach your sales goals and grow your business. By analyzing the data collected from the actions of your reps, you should be able to see the effect of individual activities and if they need to be improved. Looking at your team's activities and identifying where each individual excels will allow you to allocate the HSPAS more effectively and maximize the team's overall performance. For example, one salesperson may spend less time on calls, but be better at closing. In contrast, another rep may work hard and generate lots of hot leads, but struggle to convert them into sales. In this case, the former person is better suited to presenting to customers, while the latter is better at lead generation and securing appointments. Many tools are available to help you track and evaluate high-performance selling activities, but they are just part of the solution. The other part is training your team to perform them, choosing the appropriate person for each activity, understanding the data you collect, and regularly updating your processes to continue growing and improving. We're here to help. We want you to get more from your sales activities and find the most effective ways to achieve your revenue objectives. To find out more about how we can achieve this, please contact us today at doug@dougdvorak.com or 847-359-6969.